Okay, so we good? All right, cool. Perfect. All right, podcast one. Are we? This is live, so, well, not live.
Not like live right now.
Like
no.
Live to tape.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm going to put it down. Yeah, I think he thought we were talking to him. We were talking to each other, but that's okay, good. Perfect. That's the producer, dude. So I can set the stage. Josh Richards, myself, probably the weirdest combo. Dave Portnoy, since your crowd's not going to know it. That's the weird thing. I'm always with you. Mm-hmm. Usually whenever I do anything, everyone knows who I am. I know your crowd's not going to know who I am.
No, they're
probably
gonna,
vice versa.
They're probably going to think like they saw you flirting with their grandma at the retirement home or something.
Tough.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's what I'm thinking. But yours are going to probably think like, this kid doesn't play hockey. It's just going to be that all over.
There's a chance they're not going to like you. Your crowd may not like me. Who fucking knows? But so we're going to try this podcast. I don't even know how it came about. It's very odd.
Very, very odd. Came from the Chase Hudson thing.
Yes. So there was a beef with him on Twitter. I talked about it. I'm like, what's going on here? And then your guy, your man, Michael, who's like, we say in the car, one of the weirdest dudes I've ever met. and he'll probably become like a focus because you've been around now. And he is your business manager. Is that what he is?
Business partner.
Business partner. Biggest name dropper of all time. I'm not drop guy. And I don't know anybody's fucking talking about, but he set this up. Are we sticking with BFFs as the name of it?
I think that's what we were going
with.
Like
best friends, even though we're like clearly not.
Yeah, we've been best friends for what, 3 days now?
Two days ago. So to give the background for your crowd, I'm Dave Port. I started Barstool Sports, been around for like 2 decades. I've seen everything on the internet. Yeah. To me, you've been doing it actually longer than I thought, but you're a TikTok guy to me.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, for Dave's fans, I'm Josh Richards. I've been doing social media for 4 years now. Started with the TikTok thing, moved into YouTube, and then I'm doing a lot on the entrepreneurial side, getting equity in companies and starting my own energy drink, Annie Energy. So,
And I tasted it. It's pretty good. Michael, being your guy, is like, let me send you a shit ton of it. It's like, I got so much fucking drinks. I don't need any more drinks.
Right.
Like,
no, Michael's going to be in on you about that. You're going to have 40 cases.
Trust me. I know. Michael's going to get thrown out a fucking window as this relationship goes on. It's going to be like, all right, dude, I get it. But so, yeah, it's two different worlds. If we're backing it up, when the little Huddy, and for little Huddy is a TikToker who is dating, I always pronounce her name,
D'Amelio.
Charlie. 100%. Who's like the queen of TikTok, basically. Yeah, yeah. She was the first. I remember she was in the Barstool offices, I want to say like 6 months ago, and someone told me, I was like, I don't know who that is. Next thing I know, she got 90 million followers. I saw videos of her. It's like she's the Beatles when she's walking around. 100%. So this came out because now they were dating. Little Huddy, who dresses like an asshole.
A little bit, yeah.
He's like an emo. He dressed like an emo weirdo for those people listening. But he was dating her, number one girl. He does. You laugh, but that's how he dressed.
I mean, yeah, that's his style. He dresses, I think they call it E-boy.
E-boy,
it's like emotional boy. I think that's
so
what it stands for.
So they were dating. Then he was trying to hit on your girlfriend.
Yeah.
And it became a big thing, big enough where it transferred from TikTok to people talking about it on Twitter. And that's when I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And that's how this all started. And then we did the Instagram Live, and I had no idea what to expect because my interpretation of TikTokers, like, I have nothing in common with them. I probably won't like them. I thought our Insta Live, like, went pretty good. I'm like, this is a normal dude. Like, I can, like, talk to him normally.
Yeah, no, definitely got traction. We were definitely feeding Lil Huddy some shots left and right.
Yeah, well,
roasting him a little bit.
Right, we want you to fight him.
Of course.
We're not live. I assume we can be live. As we say fight, there's, like, a video out of you, like, do people know that's you throwing punches?
Yeah, they know. They
right,
know.
So you're on TMZ. You don't give a fuck. Like, don't seem to care it's there.
I mean, I think it's, like, We don't condone, like, just going around and fighting people.
So what happened with this fight?
So pretty much what happened is this guy punched one of my friends, right? And then...
Why?
My friend was being an idiot. He was drunk.
So he deserved to get punched?
I mean, I don't think he deserved to get punched because we calmed the situation down. Like, he went and, like, threw a cone in the air, and it landed on this girl.
Like a traffic cone?
Yeah, like a little traffic cone. And then I walked up to the girl with my two friends, and we started talking to her, and we were apologizing. We're like, our friend is drunk as fuck. He's being belligerent. He's an idiot. And then she forgave us. We keep going. We're trying to get in our Uber to go to this. I think, like, we were going to someone's house. And then This guy walks out of Mel's yelling, like screaming.
Mel's Diner, famous LA diner.
And he's yelling at us saying who hit his car. And then our friend responds and says it was him. And then he just comes over and
bop. How old was this guy?
This guy was probably, I mean, he had full beard. Like, I'm talking, like, maybe more impressive than your beard.
I mean, that shows the age when you're like, how old? It's like, well, he could grow a beard.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, he was old. I can't grow a beard.
Right. Right. So, like, I mean, I think you're 22. You can fucking grow a beard.
Fuck. So maybe he was 35.
That should give you a sense of the difference here. I do have full beard, but it's like, well, this fucking dude's old. He had a beard. He had fucking facial hair. That's fucking wild.
No, he was probably 35. He was like.
Was he a big dude?
I think he was probably like over 200 pounds.
Oh, so big dude.
Yeah, he's probably like 200, 210.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that happened. He throws a punch and then you guys all like piled on him?
Yeah. We brought him to the ground.
Were there any injuries?
Nothing serious. Like, we talked to the guy after.
That's what you said.
Yeah. So we talked to the guy and it was a weird conversation. But pretty much we settled things. Like, everyone was calmed down and then we left. And that was it.
So, yeah, that was the punch of the video. I don't even know what we started on that, but because we were talking about the FaceTime and Little Huddy.
Yeah.
From my perspective, and I'm sure it's the same as yours, why we're doing this pod, and for everyone's like, what a weird combo. Why are they doing this? For us, it's like, Barstool has been around forever, 20 years. I remember, I started on MySpace. That, you want to date myself? I remember people being like, yo, you got to get on MySpace. I'm like, okay, then Facebook, then Instagram, and now TikTok comes along. It's like, all right, how many followers you got?
On TikTok, I have 22 million.
22 fucking million, and how many? You got a shit ton on Instagram, too.
Yeah, like over 7 million on Instagram.
Yeah. So you're one of the, and it's one of those things, I have no idea. I don't know the answer. You may actually have thoughts, like how many of the you're like, my hands, I always move them. He's looking at my hands. I'm fucking moving chess pieces. But for me, it's like, all right, Barstool's been good at staying relevant. There's this entire new audience that may not have any fucking clue who we are. When we got approached, like, this is a new audience for us. And probably for you, same, I'd think, reverse.
No, 100%. I mean, I was telling you this story. Like, we did the live stream, and then I was walking down the street, like, maybe a week after, a few days after. And there was a group of, like, 25-year-old guys, which is not my demographic at all. And they came up to me, and they were like, you were the kid that was in the Barstool podcast. Not you're Josh Richards, you're a TikToker. I was from you guys. So, I mean,
so that's kind of the genesis of how that came about. There's two audiences that probably don't know, and then we'll find out if we can make it interesting moving forward. So I came down to LA this weekend, and first I was telling Michael before he came in, Barstool's so different in the sense we're in New York and it's East Coast, and like, so I've been here. Like last night I had like dinner with Nelk Boys. They love you, by the way.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
Yeah. And then I did like Impulsive, the Jake Paul podcast. So I mean, Logan Paul, excuse me. I can just be, like, running around, and there's all these influencers that I know who they are. I remember when Logan Paul came up. It's like, who's this Vine guy? I didn't even know what Vine was.
Right.
But we've been following it. In New York, there's not, like, you can't do that. Like, if you came to New York, you can come to Barstool, and, like, people come through our headquarters all the time. But there's not, like, the TikTok, there's so much fucking more going on. I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just different.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's kind of doing shit with each other. Where in our world, like, I don't do this. When I did the Logan Paul, he's like, you never collab with anybody, right? I'm like, not really. And that's one thing, as you've heard me and Mike talk, again, Mike being his manager, he's like, why don't you meet this guy? Why don't you meet that guy? I don't give a fuck about anybody, generally.
Right. You were talking to me and you were saying how, like, you're not a network guy.
Correct.
You're a guy that's just, you do your thing and you make your videos and then people come to you.
Right. And so this is different, but good. And I was actually kind of asking, so it's gone in my head, like, how many of these TikTok guys are gonna make it? Like, TikTok won't last forever. It may last, but you know how many people. So what you did when you said, all right, I have 17 million or whatever you said on TikTok, and now 7 million on Instagram, that's somebody who can move their audience with them. How many of those people do you think there are?
I mean, I think that there's going to be maybe 5 kids from TikTok. That
total.
I mean, I think there'll be 5 guys and there'll probably be about 5 girls. I think it's going to be maybe 10
total. So that's
small. Out of every TikToker.
There's gonna be 10 people. That's crazy.
That's it.
When I go on TikTok, it's one of the things. Like, I'm pretty much, like, if I go out in New York or East Coast, almost, depending on the city, but 75 to 80%, like, I get recognized instantly. Like, everyone, hey, Dave. TikTok, I'll see people, it's like, whoa, this fucking dude has, or girl has, like, 2 million followers. Does that mean it? Or is that, like, do anybody know who they are?
It's so, like, it's so different than it used to be, right? Because I've been doing it for so long now. So I remember, like, if you had 3 years ago, if you had 100K followers on TikTok, it was Musical.ly then, but if you had 100K, you were a known person. Like, that was a lot of followers.
Like, in the street, people would be like...
like, with only 100,000 followers.
Okay.
Now, it's to the point where people can have 5 million followers on TikTok, no one will know who they are.
So, how do you judge who's... Like, for me, again...
It's the content.
It's the content?
100%. Because some people make videos where people like them for their videos, but not necessarily them. Do you see what I'm saying there? Like, Sway Boys, we try to show our personality. We try to be like...
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, like, see, we are, right, so I was we're at, douchebags. You
know I was I mean? At the Sway House, for those who don't know, and I thought it was like a Zoolander skit in the beginning, because I'm like, what do you guys fucking do? They all got their shirts off. They're all in great shape. It's like a very boy band vibe. It's like, oh, we wake up, we work out, and we eat protein shakes. I'm like, no, really, what do you do? It's like, that's what we fucking do. It was a Saturday afternoon. College football, I'm looking at my line. You get the dude from The Bachelor who's, like, awesome looking, too. Yeah. It's, like, just – it felt like a boy band vibe. So, like, I didn't – until we spoke, I didn't have a vibe on your personality at all. I was like, I don't know what this kid is going to be, like, an idiot. Is going to be, like, normal? Is it going to be – you say you play hockey, which to me is, like, all right, he's a sports guy. At least we have that kind of in common. Yeah. So, is – like, I don't know. I can't tell you. Maybe a douchebag. People think I'm a douchebag, but no joke – for people, Josh drove me and Frankie back to our hotel.
Yeah.
You got like a Mercedes that 99% bazillion of America can't afford. Like, it's one of 300. That's a douchebag thing to say. You drove 190 miles per hour. I thought it was going to fucking puke. Like, it's such.
It's a quick fucking car. I got to go fast.
You're 17 or 18?
18.
You're 18 driving a car worth $300,000, what is it? Is that how much?
Yeah,
190 in like a fucking 20. That would cause most people to be like, this guy's a fucking asshole. I don't get that vibe from you when I'm talking, but if I just saw it, like, this kid fucking sucks.
That's what I think happens. I think people on the outside always see me and they're just like, this kid's a fucking dickhead. Like, I do not like this. But once they actually meet me and they start talking to me or we vibe on something, they're always like, oh, I fuck with that guy. He's a cool guy. Like,
yeah, see, I don't get... I sometimes get with me, it's different than that, but I don't get, I feel like you can kind of tell when you meet somebody, like their aura, just how they are. It's like, oh, this kid kind of sucks, or he doesn't.
Yeah.
I haven't got an arrogant vibe from you, but you do fucking arrogant stuff. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I think it's one, the lifestyle we live, like, we're blessed enough to, like, we have someone paying for our house. We have someone giving us these cars. Like, all that shit wouldn't be happening if we hadn't worked hard to get to a certain point and then get people to sponsor us.
Right.
Like, if we were paying for rent, we probably would be living in a place that has $10,000 rent instead of $55,000.
That makes sense.
So it's part of the just us being lucky. I think also being an 18 year old, if I have a nice car, I'm gonna go fucking
crazy. Yeah, that's a fair point. It's like people who probably fucking hate you are to a degree jealous. It's like, well, we don't get to do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do this so Barstool, the backstory, like I started it as handing out newspapers outside subway stations. Moved home, didn't have a fucking cent, couldn't afford a hamburger. I've made now more than I ever dreamed, and I'm pretty upfront about it. Like, people know, and they get mad about that.
Yeah,
but
you
it's
say
like,
you're rich as fuck.
Yeah, right. And when I was poor, I was poor as fuck. And now I have, like, in my mind, I don't know what TikTok money is, but, like, for me, I have, like, fuck you money that I never thought I'd have, but I still want more. And I'm open about it, so I could see that. What about – so you're saying the sponsors, you're so young, so hard. Like, I can't imagine, like, when I was 18, I had, like, a fucking paper route. Are you rich? Are you already rich?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm fuck you money, because I think fuck you money is like, you're talking $100 million plus.
So that's what I got.
Right, so you got fuck you
okay.
money.
Okay, so I don't know if it's like the same page. It's on paper a little bit, but you're not there.
No, I'm not 100 mil yet, not, no.
And what, are you making millions?
Yeah, I'm doing good, yeah.
That's crazy. So at what point, we talked a little bit, it sounded like your dad was like pretty smart, like, and just hearing you talk for like 5 minutes, like, all right, he's got like a grounded like family. How involved are they? It's almost like, because at some level you got to think, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but let's say a year, like the record stops or something, like something changes. Like when you're an influencer or whatever,
100%.
Like I always worried about it. We've been doing it now for like 2 decades, but we built it around, but you're you. So if people go out on the Josh Richards brand, are you set? Like, does that keep you up at night at all?
I mean, so it used to a lot. I would say about 8 months to a year ago. And then I started talking to Michael. And I met him and I was like, people in this industry are treated so unfairly. Like, creators, they have no union. They don't have someone, like, fighting for them. So I went
What would you have a union for, though?
I mean, like, I went on two tours that summer a year ago. And one, I think, grossed, like, anywhere from $1 million to $3 million. I got paid $750.
Total?
Total. So, like, I made fucking nothing.
Were you
right?
big? Were you already, like...
I was probably one of the top five biggest people on that mm-hmm. tour. And then we go on another tour, and, like, we see them marking up our merch numbers. We see them, like, doing all this sly stuff in the background to make extra money. Right. Like, selling extra tickets at the door on
right,
our
right,
names.
Right, right, yeah.
Like, just stuff like shady. That. Yeah, shady shit. And so, when I talked to Michael about that, that's where we came up with kind of, like, creating Talent X. So, we co-founded that together.
So, you're in on that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Talent X was me and Michael, and then there were two other co-founders along with us. And we went into that and then started Sway.
Interesting. Yeah. So, all right. So, that's part of it. So, are all the... How does that work, then? Are you, like... Are you getting a cut of the Sway boys? Or is it, like, all one thing together?
No. So, like, Sway, we all own...
And by the way, for those... Again, this is the weird part of this podcast. The Sway house is, like, the biggest male TikTok house. So, it's you... Yeah. Bryce Hall,
Blake Gray, Noah Beck, Jaden Hostler, Love Anthony. I mean, the list goes on.
It's
and on.
A boy
like, it's
band.
Like Keo.
Oh, I didn't
Quentin.
Know you had that many.
There's,
I thought.
I mean,
the...
it's so fucking weird now because there's three different houses, right?
Yep.
And fuck those kids living at the Studio City house because you're still living on my rent, so I need my fucking money back. But there's Anthony, Vinny. I think the kids. I haven't really met him yet, but his name's like Jordan. And there's, like, another one, all living at this one house that me and Jaden used to live at, and that's where we
So went. Are you part of the pitch, then, if you find a kid, like, oh, this guy, he may be somebody we can blow up? Are you trying to get him in Sway? Are you, like, a recruiter?
That's how it used to be. Like, it was me and Michael texting yep. kids. It was me. I used to study the algorithm, the For You page, like, hours a day, because I would always then be able to know what videos would get likes and which ones wouldn't. And that's when I was really in my growing phase.
Yep.
So I knew how to just pump out million like videos back to back to back, and I'd do five a day. And then I would see these other kids that are starting to blow up, and I was like, okay, if I give them a little bit of direction, they can be huge. Or if the Sway boys help them, we call
yep.
it the Sway effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what we call like Barstool. It's,
right.
it's similar. Like, find somebody who may be talented, get them in the pipeline, grow
100%.
But then we clearly, on a Barstool, it's like we monetize those. We're a little different. I don't know how you do it. Like, Barstool will be like, all right, like Call Her Daddy. That podcast is fucking huge. They're basically unknown. We sign them to a contract. They're with us 3 years. At the end of 3 years, they can go fucking do whatever they want. We can re-sign them. That fell apart. That's like a big, because I'm assuming it happens with TikTokers. It happens with us. I heard you guys talking about, I won't say the name, but as people grow, it's like, oh, they'll do anything. We'll be in your videos. They get big and they change how they look at the world.
100%. I mean, there's so many people like that come to us, right? And they'll start filming at our house. And I think we've gotten better at like not letting this happen. But they would just use us for videos. Like they would come sleep over, they'd make videos with us. They'd always be like, get in our videos, get in our videos, get in our videos. And the thing that sucks about that is then you don't really know who's out to get you anymore, and then who's just really trying to be there and like be your homie, vibe with you. So
right.
That fucking sucks. But yeah, we'll usually sign people to like 2 years, 1 year.
All right.
Years.
So it's sort of a similar, yeah, similar business model to us. Like 100%. Sign, we'll blow you up. We're going to monetize you when you're here. And then if we keep you, great. If you want to go be a star and do something else, we like each benefited from the relationship.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that the dope part about Sway is that we all push each other so much. And I mean, it's kind of like what would happen at
yeah.
Barstool. One podcast is going to push the other podcast.
Yep.
It's just like when Bryce, I first started posting with Bryce, like I was pushing him, and then Bryce posts with me, and he pushes.
Are you guys competitive with that? Like, who's 100. Got the most like followers and shit?
Yeah, every day. It's like who had the better TikTok likes, who had the better YouTube video. I think me and Bryce are in the YouTube like more.
Mm-hmm.
We're really trying to like grow that out and become established as YouTubers, because we're not TikTokers. Like, we're really like, our attitude isn't the same as the other kids. That every TikToker's like, I want to be a model and an actor. It's like, so does every fucking other person in the world.
Right.
Like,
there are like the TikTok, I feel like I've seen. So I don't like, I have a TikTok page. It's just we have people who just cut up my old videos and put it up there. Although the one we made today will probably end up like was fucking pumping iron. My skin looks like a baseball glove compared to fucking you guys.
I don't know. I could probably work at a better tan than you.
No. I mean, I got the tan. I got like 43-year-old skin versus fucking all these young bros. But there is some comedy. But you gotta like differentiate. I mean, were you actually worried about this TikTok like ban thing?
No, just because I'd moved to YouTube. I was pretty confident. We had our trailer deal set up, so we were kind of making sure no matter what happens, we were going to be fine.
Got it. So, yeah, you want to diversify beyond the TikTok just label. Do you care when people are just like, dude, he's a TikToker?
I don't really care. I think it fuels me to, that lets me know, like, I haven't done enough yet to be not called a TikToker anymore, right? Like, if I'm trying to get to the point where someone calls me a YouTuber or they respect me as an entrepreneur instead of a TikToker or a wiggle dicker, whatever you want to call
wiggle dicker is my term.
I know.
I made that up because at first when I saw it, all I saw was you guys just shirts off wiggle dicking. It was that song that everybody was doing.
I know what you're talking about.
And the crazy thing about TikTok, it must be the algorithm, you do the same song like 100 fucking times.
Oh yeah,
like that's an algorithm thing.
And the thing is like TikTok just keeps pushing it too. Like they will just make sure that video does so good when that song is trending. Like you'll just then the creators post 5-10 videos to that audio.
That's the other thing for somebody. It's like the girls are wildly sexualized. They're like, how old is the girl? She's like fucking 16, like basically gyrating sex every 2 seconds. Like, all right, I gotta get off this thing.
Right, it's a dangerous app.
You must have a gazillion fucking girls who slide into your DMs.
There's a few. Yeah.
A gazillion. Yeah. Because I know what my DMs, I have a shit ton in like, and I'm like not a sex symbol guy. What platform do you use for that? TikTok or Instagram?
I mean, if I were to use
DMs. We know you're using it. You can be in a hypothetical. So for the you aren't officially dating this girl, Nessa, who's like, she's a big TikToker that you blew up, correct?
I mean, I don't want to take credit for blowing her up.
How many followers did she have when you met her?
I think like 300,000.
And how many did you have?
I think like 5 million.
Okay, so, I mean, you blew her up. But that's fine. I mean, that goes a lot. She was probably fucking using you. That's fine. Are you dating her? Or what's your status?
No. We're not dating. Okay. She's my ex-girlfriend. Okay. We're still cool and everything.
Right, right. Yeah. So you're communicating with girls on fucking... how are you doing it?
I mean, like DMs, I guess.
Platform?
Instagram.
It is Instagram.
100%.
What's the average age of girls sliding into your DMs?
They're usually college girls.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah, it's quite a life.
No, yeah, it's pretty dope, you know, going to your DMs, 50, 60, 100, just keeps going.
Yeah, I mean, even girls that I know who are like older, like, we like these TikTok guys. Like, and I'm almost offended. Like, what are you talking about? They just fucking wiggle dick. They probably don't even play fucking sports and stuff.
Oh, but there's a few that don't. Bryce, he can't fucking play a sport for his life.
Really?
He can wrestle. I'll give him that. He's an insane wrestler. The least, like, somehow he has no balance in sports besides wrestling.
I always have a question for guys like this. Like, did you go to public high school? Where'd you go to high school?
Yeah.
So, like, what do your high school friends think?
So, started off, I was going into high school being, like, a pretty popular kid, right? Like, I didn't do social media at this time. I played hockey. I played soccer. I played lacrosse. Like, I played all the big sports in my town.
And from Canada. Where in Canada?
Yeah. Outside of Toronto, small town called Cobourg, like, 15,000 people at the time. So, going into that year, dumbest decision I've ever probably made, but before my ninth grade year, I decided to post Musical.ly's, right? And it was because my sister was doing them, and then people were commenting on our videos.
And Musical.ly is just like did it look like TikTok?
It's like a 10 times cringier version of TikTok.
Okay.
It's like so bad. The worst. Videos will still pop up every once in a while of like my old TikTok or Musical.ly's.
And what were you doing in them?
It's just like holding the phone and like lip syncing and like moving your hand, but it's like it's sped up. Okay. So like it slows the audio down when you film it and then it speeds it up when it posts. It just, dude, never look at those. You won't want to do the podcast with me anymore. It's so bad.
I've already seen a lot of wiggle dicker videos and we're still here. So
that's actually a good point. So yeah, but no, started doing that, went to school. It was instant bullying. Like, I mean, I probably deserved it. I would have
like, who was bullying you?
I mean, every senior. I knew all the seniors before. I knew, like, every grade just because, one, my dad worked at the school. And two, like I told you, I played sports. But even my own friends, like, they would give me a hard time. But it's a little bit different coming from your friends. Right. Like, of course they're going to make fun of you. But mainly just, like, slurs, calling me, like, gay and stuff like that. And then as well, just calling me a pussy. That's pretty much it.
I could see that, I guess. I mean, high school.
Musically kid.
I want you to slur, but I'd be like, you're a fucking loser. Like, that.
Yeah. I mean, how are you doing it? Like, what I started thinking, like, as I was getting made fun of, like, at the start, I was pissed, right? Obviously. I'm like, what the fuck? These are supposed to be my friends. And then I, like, kind of look at my content a little bit, and I knew what I was doing. And I was just like, you know what? If I wasn't this kid and this kid went to my school, I would bully the fuck out of this kid.
So when did it turn from you just doing it, your sister's kind of doing it, to like, there may be something here?
I got a video that blew up, like, the worst timing again, but the day before school started, I posted a video and it got, like, I think, like 2 million views. Got like 275,000 likes. I was used to, like, getting 500 likes. Like, that was the biggest thing I've ever had, 500 likes. This video blows up, gets me 26,000 followers overnight. I wake up, I see it, I'm hyped, and then I literally start my high school. And that's when it was, like, at that point, I was like, oh, it's too fucking late. People are already branding me as this musically kid now. If I quit, then I'm just going to get made fun of for, like, quitting it.
Right.
So, like, might as well just keep going.
And when did you go from Toronto to L.A.?
About 8-9 months ago, moved out here.
Oh, so recent.
Yeah. No, I first came out and looked at, like, we were all staying in this house. I came out January 5th. I stayed for, like, 2 weeks, and then I went back home. And then I came back out again after that, probably February 5th. And then that's when I started.
And what about, I'm always curious. Like, when I started Barstool, I remember my dad specifically, just, he didn't get the internet. My dad's the type of guy still to this day, like, if he sees an article on the internet, like, he's like, hey, I want you to read this. He'll, like, fax me it. Like, he'll print it out and fax. He doesn't understand anything.
Jeez,
so
you still have a fax?
My dad does. He does fax it to air. I don't have a fucking fax. Oh, I'm not okay. That fucking old. Okay, my dad, who actually, so we have our own radio station. We have, like, Barstool on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
Like, he has, I gave him basically his own radio show to yell at air. That's like my dad. But so he never got it in the beginning. He supported it, but he didn't know what the fuck I was doing. And as people start recognizing me, he'd be like, hey, how's that guy know who you are? It's like, Barstool, what were your parents thinking?
It's funny because I've never even said this story before, actually. So awesome exclusive for the podcast. But my dad, I remember when I first started it, like very start, 3 to 4 weeks in. And my dad started seeing in his PayPal, like, this money was coming in. And he was so confused, right? So he came up to me and he was like,
what's the PayPal? Like, why were you getting money in your PayPal?
Live streaming. I would go live on Musical.ly, and then people would
send it set up like a Twitch thing where people can, like, exactly. Donations. Yep. Yeah.
So then I was making this money, and he was super confused. He didn't really know where I was making this money. Probably thought I was, like, selling drugs or something.
Right.
So he came up to me to have this conversation. He was like, so what are you doing? Like, I also heard about these video app. Like, what is this? And he was talking to me about it, and I, like, showed it to him. And he looks at the phone and then looks back up at me, and he's like, this is kind of gay. And then I was like, yeah. And then he was like, I don't care. Like, if you're gay, it's fine. Like it's supportive, right? That's how my dad is. But he was just kind of like, it is kind of gay, though. And I was like, yeah, I know. And then, like, I just kind of kept going with it. I explained, like, to him, like, my vision was the money, right? I saw that you can make money off this app. And I didn't want to go fucking work at an ice cream shop or, like, Tim Hortons. Like, fuck that.
Right.
If I can sit in my basement, turn on a camera and play video games or, like, fuck around with my friends and make more money than they are, why the fuck wouldn't I do it?
So how important, it sounds like, obviously, even back then, for TikTok, do you just have to be, like, really good looking? Is that, like, can you survive on TikTok if you're not, like, a good looking person?
I mean, if
person?
You're funny.
Yeah. Is comedy catching up on TikTok?
Comedy, yeah. Comedy's picking up a lot right now. And, like, especially, I think as more people got on it, the app started becoming a lot more of, like, a high school, college app before it was, like, I feel like a middle school app.
Right.
Right? So now there's, like, my whole For You page, dark humor, just every single video on there. And, like, that's because I think
that's what you
funny.
Like.
But, yeah, there's definitely so much different content now than what it used to be. And it used to be, like, you only really blew up if you were a good-looking, like, thirst trap video maker.
What do you think of... And I've seen it while I've been at the house. TikTok is no doubt, like, that's the buzz social platform. People who don't even know what TikTok is, like TikTok, you get all these brands, all these people, and everyone wants audience. And you guys are like kind of the top, whether it be, you know, the Hype House, whatever, with like Charlie and those girls and Addison Rae. You guys are all interconnected. It's over the house. And it's like, oh, where, this guy's fucking Addison. This guy's fucking, it's all connected. It's literally all connected.
Yeah, yeah, low key.
So you guys are kind of the top of a pyramid that right now is the top of the top of the pyramid. And everyone, I assume, is hitting you up and they want to like, I'm going to be honest. And like, who's the guy who did the roast John Ross?
Jeff Ross?
Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
I've never met him. I think he's very funny on like Comedy Central roast. Yeah. When they said he was doing it, I almost packed my bags. Like, I could get out of here. This is bad for my brand. Like, these are guys who are no longer very relevant trying to get relevancy through the TikTok people.
Yeah.
What is, like, what's your take on that? Like, people can say, hey, Dave, that's what you're doing. I've never done, like, I think we offer something back. I still think Barstool is, like, wildly relevant. But some of the people that, like, are not relevant are trying to get relevancy through you.
No, 100%. I think you see it with also, like these Disney kids. Like, there's a lot of, like, ex-Disney kids that will start hanging out at these houses or, like, they'll start posting with these TikTokers out of nowhere and everyone's just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? But it's just people trying to get back at it. I mean, I feel like being relevant is kind of like a high, right? Like, you get hyped up everywhere you go, every comment, everyone wants to be your friend. And then once you lose it, which it happens, like, fucking that instant, you're like, you're missing out on that high. You're missing out on that life. So you just try to surround yourself with the people that are at the top all the time.
What – we've probably gone – I don't know. Look, probably good timing on this. What – with this podcast, we talked a little bit. How involved – like, did you have any – were you like, yeah, I want to do this right away, or do you have second thoughts? Like, I in your shoes, I had second thoughts. If I was in your shoes, I would have had second thoughts.
I think that at the start, like, I didn't realize how strong Barstool was. I didn't actually understand the, like, fandom that you guys have. And, like, you guys have, like, a cult following.
Yes.
It's very cult. And once I started just looking into it a little bit more, I just was like, this is a perfect fucking fit. Also, right. Like, I'm trying to expand my audience just the same. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the people that I have a hard time reaching is that, like, male audience.
It's totally different. Yeah.
And you guys reach that audience so well.
Yeah, my hesitation was twofold, and it was all the way through. It's like, all right, I gotta get along with the dude because I've never done it. Like, I just started a podcast with Barstool for the first time. Like, we have a ton of podcasts, but I usually don't because I'm doing a lot of the business side, and it's all inside Barstool, so very different than this. It's just like people want to know what's going on with us. But it was like, all right, I don't want to do something where I don't get along with the guy, and it's like, I don't want to – it's like dreading waking up to do it. It's like, I don't want to fucking talk about nothing.
No.
And so that was one, and it's like, I don't want just to be like – it has to be good. Like, I'm pretty particular with everything I fucking do. So it's like, if we didn't get along, no audience is worth it for me. It's like, that's how we've gotten here.
Yeah.
So that was the hesitation with me. That's why we came out, get along, meet, see how it goes. And I mean, who fucking knows? You're walking, you guys all get shirts off and you fucking get protein shakes. I was like, Frankie, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I mean, you joined us this morning, so you must have liked it a little bit.
I look like an asshole in the video, but it'll be a very funny video.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if people are going to choose to hate on us or hate on you for that video.
They're going
to,
I think, both. Okay. My crowd will make fun of me and you. They'll like, I think people will be surprised with you. Our crowd will be like, okay, he's got a head on his shoulders. And to be honest, our crowd's a little older. It's always, you're always hesitant, being like, you know, 17, 18, how much can you know about business? But it's clear you've been doing it for a long ass time.
Yeah. I mean, no, yeah. That's been something like I've been passionate about, like just that entrepreneurial spirit. Like, I used to have a hockey t-shirt company. I was telling, I think I told you a little bit about it, but like it was called Berserk Hockey. And I did it in, I think, 7th, 8th grade, like those 2 years. And we just made these designs and would sell them to hockey teams, sell them to kids at school. It was me and my one friend, Gavin Stevenson, so shout out to him. And then after that, it was a lacrosse company. It was stringing sticks.
So always hustling.
Always doing that shit, right? So then when I came out here, it was like, how do I make companies that are going to make money? So
what's might as well play. Is the energy drink the number one thing you're focused on right now?
Yeah, I think that's the main focus. Annie Energy, like it's fucking. I was so happy how it tasted because like these energy drinks taste like ass.
I had it. It's very good.
Like, and I finally tried it, and I was like, okay, this is actually going to be a good tasting energy drink. I don't have to front about it because like you know, like the Bang energy promos. Everyone's lying. No one fucking likes Bang.
No, Bang Red Bull, like, I don't like either. But I'm not in that. Yours was good. I don't like drink it because I don't drink those type of things, but it's good.
Thank you.
So, all right. So that's the first episode. We don't even know when this is dropping, actually. We'll figure that out. It's not, I mean, there's nothing. It's pretty evergreen.
Yeah.
And then, like, moving forward, sometimes, hopefully, you'll be in New York. I maybe get L.A. timed out. If not, we just do the fucking, you know, the studio stuff. You got to get a studio in that house.
I know. We're going to get one built.
And we'll just kind of take it. You can ask me questions in my world. I'll ask about the TikTok world. Stay in touch. Find out how Nessa's doing, who's fucking who, and that type of shit.
Let's figure it all out, man.
All right. There it is. Episode 1.
Peace.